Hi there, this is Mike Breed with the Warren Group, bringing you our Massachusetts home sales data report for September 2020. Last month, there were 6,393 single-family home sales in Massachusetts, a 27.1% increase from September 2019, when there were 5,013 transactions. Meanwhile, the median single-family home price increased 18% on a year-over-year basis to $472,000, an all-time high for the month of September. Turning to the condo market, there were 2,490 condo sales last month, which marked a 26.1% increase from September 2019. Meanwhile, the median sale price increased 11.5% on a year-over-year basis to $418,000. Joining us now to shed some light on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. It's good that you're joining me again on this virtual podcast booth. I wanted to let you know that I voted last week. I hope you who have had a chance to do so. It was quick and easy, did it in person, and I'm happy that I did.
Yeah, I also had the chance to vote last week. It was very, very easy and painless. But I'm also looking forward to this election cycle to be over because I don't think my mailbox can hold another political flyer. The finish line is in sight. And speaking of the end in sight, historically, September normally marks the end of the summer housing market in Massachusetts. But this didn't really seem to be the case in 2020. Do you think we'll continue to see higher than average activity in the coming months?
Single-family home sales in September set a record of 6,393 homes closed last month. That's a gain of 27.1%, and the median price gained 18%. All of this indicates to me a very strong demand, and I see no reason that demand will decline. However, in order to continue the trend in the number of homes sold, there must be homes that are actually for sale. The local realtors report that the inventory of homes for sale fell 57% in September compared with last September. Do you remember the shortage in toilet paper last spring? Once all the toilet paper was off the shelf and sold, then sales naturally fell. I think we'll see the same sort of thing with home sales. Demand will still be there, but the number of sales will probably decline. A report from Zillow Research indicates that Massachusetts is not alone. The report said that there was a stunning lack of inventory, and it may put a damper on several months of record home sales.
Now, following the most recent surge, the year-to-date number of single-family home sales totaled 42,566 transactions at the end of September. Now, this is just 4% behind September year-to-date numbers in 2019. Do you think strong demand will continue to get transactions back on track?
Once again, I'll say the demand is there to push sales above last year's numbers. But if the inventory is sold out, then the number of sales will be held back. I think the thing to be looking at is what high demand and low supply are doing to the median prices. The median price of a single-family home rose 18% in September compared with last September, and in August, it rose 14%. For the year-to-date, it's up 10%. These price increases cannot, or maybe should not, be sustained. We are in a recession. Unemployment is high. The future of the economy in a virus-infected world is uncertain. Personal income is not rising by double digits. There is no danger if these steep increases in home prices are short-lived, but if they continue, we'll create another bubble, and that will eventually bring more misery. The average worker in Massachusetts just cannot afford a home costing $472,000.
Like single-family homes, the condo market experienced notable gains last month. Do you expect the two markets to follow similar trajectories during the fourth quarter of 2020?
Yes, the trend lines for single-family homes and condominiums are very similar in a number of sales and in the median price. Both are doing remarkably well. But I'm a little bit cautious about the trend in condos. We have no data to support a change ahead. But I have to wonder about reports we hear about home shoppers favoring more rural areas with more space and less population density. And I think of reports of remote office work becoming popular with employees and with employers. Will urban condos in high-rise buildings be able to sustain their popularity? I'm not sure one way or the other, but it is something I plan to keep an eye on.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for September 2020. If you'd like more information about products and services offered by The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.